incoming message.
You know that moment when you've had it? Like, not just, I'm annoyed, but I can hurl this toaster through the window, and honestly, it would feel like self-care. Yeah, that moment. That's the breaking point. Welcome. You're in good company. It's that moment when another thing goes wrong. Your sock slips halfway off in your shoe, your coffee betrays you down your white shirt, and someone tells you to just breathe. And you're like, if I breathe any deeper, I will become a dragon. But let me tell you something important. The breaking point is not the end. No, it's the beginning. It's the part in the movie where the main character snaps and then gets it together. Oh, it's messy. It's dramatic. It's usually accompanied by snacks and ugly crying, but it's also where the shift happens. Because when you finally hit your breaking point, you stop pretending. You stop saying, I'm fine, through gritted teeth. And you finally admit, this isn't working. And that is where your power is. That's when you begin to change things. Not politely, not quietly, but with a full-blown spiritual tantrum that even the universe cannot ignore. Breaking isn't weakness, it's the truth, showing up in bold font. It's the moment you stop carrying what was never yours to hold. It's the sacred enough. It clears the way for your comeback. So if you're there, broken, burned out, stretched thinner than gas station toilet paper, take a breath. This is not your unraveling, it's your reboot. Sometimes you have to fall apart so the pieces can land where they actually belong. You're not broken, my friend. You are breaking through.